Where to start today's episode? First, I have to say that you are a great mom. You were meant to be your beautiful children's mother for a reason. But I can imagine that you have some stressors or things hanging over your head that can hinder your presence and patience at times, right? Can we kind of all agree with that? Because I want to have an open conversation today about the importance of living in the present moment. And I don't want your guards to come up and, you know, you playing defense, because we all deep down, we all know that, you know, we want to be living in the present moment, but there's all this background noise. There's all this, these things coming at us all the time. And we get disconnected from the presence, right? The present moment. And I don't want anything that I say to feel like an attack on you, because I will be speaking in general and even from my personal experience, right? So I put your guards down. I don't want anything to feel offensive to you. I just want to lay that out there first and foremost, because there's sensitive topics that we talk about on the show, right? And I never want any offense to be taken, because we are all on this journey together, right? We all go through hardships. We all have struggle seasons. We all have hard days. It's hard, right? It is hard. Life can be hard. Motherhood can be hard. So let's open our minds and have a good soul conversation today. All right. Conversations from the soul today, because I want to ask you this. To feel free is what we all really want, right? Free from the burdens and stressors of life, free from the prison of negative thoughts and self-talk that keeps us feeling trapped, free from the anxieties of the future, free from survival mode. And let me tell you this, to feel free, it all starts within in finding peace and connection in the present moment, giving all of you here now, in this moment, every moment. I cannot wait to dissect what I mean by this in today's episode. So let's go. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life and motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change, because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. All right, beautiful mama, before we dive into today's conversation, if you at all ever find yourself wondering, like, how do I start with some of these things that, you know, the Balanced Mom Method that the show suggests? Like, what is that first step I should be taking within my life? Like, I'm just really struggling, and I love everything about the show. Thank you. Tooting my own horn here. I'm biased, obviously. But, you know, I just don't know where to start. Schedule a free 15-minute clarity call with me, sister. We will discuss your biggest struggles and pain points and your why and goals and desired life in motherhood, and then how I can help and support you in reclaiming control of your life and just feeling that joy, peace, presence, happiness, that weight lifted. All right, go to naturallyempoweredliving.com/clarity-call or just check the show notes below for a link to schedule. So, all right, onto this episode, starting with some story time. When I was little, I wanted to be married with kids by 24. And that's ultimately like where my vision stopped. Because fast forward to when I was knee deep in a demanding college degree, struggling through a riddling anxiety, minimum self-worth for myself, I hit that quote unquote age of 24, of that preteen dreaming Jenna that I thought up. And it made me fall that much farther into that hole because I wasn't married. I just got out of actually a long-term relationship. I didn't have kids. And truthfully, I had no idea who the heck I was. That was one of the lowest points of my life. I was captivated in a negative spiral, letting my inner beliefs consume every part of my being. I was struggling, overcoming an eating disorder by that age of 24. I was on, you know, that path of overcoming it at that point, but I just continued spiraling deeper and deeper and deeper. And then the older I got, the more I felt my life was just going through the motions day in and day out. I was on the constant uphill battle of striving to just love myself, who I was, and make my way in the world. I longed for no anxiety and just ridding those debilitating feelings and false assumptions I had over me from, you know, the outside world and expectations and societal pressures and all those things. I just longed for present thoughts and love for myself, happiness within my life, and gratitude surrounding it all. And that was when my journey of self-love and worth became a priority in my life, and I faced change head on for the better. And I actually, like, as I'm speaking right now, I may have been 23 because I'm like thinking, like, I met my now husband like months after I really started on this journey of self-love. And I think I didn't turn 24 until after I met him. So I was probably 23. So you get like full real raw here. I'm trying to think back, but and that it's crazy how things happen, how the universe, whatever you believe in, God, energies, you know, source, whatever that might be, whatever you believe in, there is something out there. Because when you become aligned and when you give your all to that connection piece to yourself, to the Lord, to the Holy Spirit, whatever that is, that energy, whatever you focus on expands, right? Wherever you set your intentions, that's what's going to come back to you. Like, you, everyone knows what karma, you know, means, right? And it's so true, that vibration, that energy. So it's crazy when I started that journey for me, you know, once I began to love myself, I met my now husband, like within months. It's just crazy. That is totally off script. Sorry, tangent. Here we go. Reeling it back in. So then when I became a mother and felt all those same feelings of minimal self-worth and defeat and negative thought loops on repeat once again, I felt like an even bigger failure because of this is that dream that I envisioned as a young girl. I was now married with children and I was feeling all these feelings. So my journey of self-love and worth, it had to once again become a priority in my life. So again, I had to face change head on. It was a bumpy road and I was terrified. Now I had a baby. I had a newborn. I had no idea what to do to be a mother. Like, I had no idea, you know, you're just kind of thrown into it and your instincts, you know, pop in, you know, but I was terrified. But I began freeing myself, starting from the inside out, starting within and reconnecting to me. It did not happen quickly. I felt like I would take one step forward and three steps back, but I did it before. I did it, you know, when I was 23, 24 years old. And that was when I didn't even know who the heck I was. I was fresh out of college, you know, just starting a degree in oncology and, you know, in the real world, quote unquote. And I knew I could do it because I did it before. So with every step forward, I gained something so valuable. And it was confidence and an unshakable belief and love for myself, knowing that I could continue forward and break the ties that I had with those debilitating negative emotions, the anxieties, the resentments of the past, the guilt. It took years of work, initially as that early 20-year-old, I'll just say that, who longed for no anxiety and ridding all those debilitating feelings of not being enough, to then a new mom who had the same tools and knowledge that I once used to overcome those dark days once before, to take back control and take the reins of my life. So the reason that I share stories sometimes about, you know, before I became a mom is because what I believe, this is my opinion, I feel that a lot of our thought life and mindset loops, they've been conditioned for years and years and years and years. And a lot of it was created through very early experiences within our lives. So insert motherhood, the struggles, the stress, the crazy, the chaos, the busy that we get so consumed in, that we allow our life to continue to keep passing us by. And yes, I said, we allow it to continue to pass us by because it is within our choice to focus on either that stress, chaos, crazy, busy, or to actually just focus on our life, the beauty, the moments, the first, the laugh, the love, the present moments, which of course, all of that encompasses the stress, the crazy, the busy, but it is within our perspective of how we view it and how we intentionally show up and give ourselves in every moment. So I realized that it was a lot of past triggers and through my experiences that were brought on and resurfaced those same triggers once I did become a mom. Does that make sense? So I know I have anxiety. I know I stress out, right? I know I can run around like a chicken with my head cut off. My husband is like my grounding place, right? He's always like, it's gonna be all right. But I know myself and I know that I allow myself to become overwhelmed sometimes over silly things. And it's with learning who I am and how those types of emotions arise that I could now, I know how to work through them, to come back to the present moment, to release those fears of the future, those anxieties, those strongholds of the past, to come back to the now. Because I took that time, I did that work to learn who I was. Because that anxiety, the worry, the nervousness, the overwhelm, tension, dread, resentment, they may be effects of something. They are effects of something that have happened or might have happened to you or may happen in the future, but not of something that is happening right now. All of our negative emotions are caused from focusing on either the past or the future, not on the present moment. Think about that. The unease, anxiety, tension, stress, worry, those are caused by too much future and not enough presence. Guilt, resentment, regret, grievance, sadness, bitterness, those are all forms of emotion that are caused from the past and not the presence. Sit with that for a minute. In the book, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, he writes, "Life is now. There was never a time when your life was not now, nor will there ever be." This is like some big time thought process things, right? Like if you think about that, you're like, whoa, like it's so true, right? So if you take anything from this episode, have it be this: wherever you are, be there totally. If you find that your here is now intolerable and it makes you unhappy, think you have three options. Remove yourself from that situation, change it, or you have to accept it completely to be totally here in the moment now, all of you. So if there's one thing that I know without a doubt, it is this: you can do this too. You can break free from your survival mode cycle and start living your life with peace, presence, confidence, clarity, belief, and balance. And a big piece of breaking free from survival mode is to connect back to now. Connect to the present moment. So how can we do that? These 7 ways can help you connect back to the present moment. And the first few are more so inner workings. And then the last bit are more tangible things that you could physically do. All right. So 1 is reflect on what your default negative emotions are. What I just shared. Are you anxious? Are you worried? Are you nervous, overwhelmed, tensioned? Do you have dread or resentment, guilt? They are all emotions stemmed from something either in the past or the future and not the present. So do an exercise with yourself. When you feel stressed or overwhelmed or any of those emotions, the worry, stress, resentment, guilt, is that feeling rooted in the moment happening right here and right now? Ask yourself that. The answer is no. It's because maybe the kids had a bake sale and the PTO meeting that you're in charge of is next week. Or maybe the argument that you got in with your spouse about the unbalanced workload roles that you feel within the house last week. All right. Your negative emotions put our focus too much on where it shouldn't be, either in the past or in the future, or on other people, and distract us from accepting the accountability for how to own our happiness and choices now. By focusing on the present moment, you can live now. Focus on the now. And yes, those feelings will still arise, but bringing yourself back to that present moment can bring yourself back to the joy and have a better perspective to work through those struggles. Focus on your intention and not not perfection here, okay? Because there is no such thing as perfection. And that leads me to tip number two is let go of expectations. We sometimes paint this picture perfect vision in our minds of what should be or how people should be acting or how you should be at a position of XYZ at a certain point in time. And that perfect vision, perfection, it never makes it to reality because perfection does not exist. The kids won't sleep through the night, or your spouse had to work late, or you had to work late. There was a sickness. There's going to be unforeseen circumstances always coming at us. And that's just the simplest way to say perfection cannot exist, right? You get it. Like, things never go as planned to begin with. So why do we still hold on to expectations? One of the main issues with expectations is they keep us, of course, about this episode, they keep us from living in the present, enjoying the process and appreciating what we do have right now. Instead, we're so obsessed over what we don't have, and we're too focused on what we feel like we should be having right now, and we're too busy focusing on what we expect to receive, and we're too hung up on the pain of past disappointments that our current troubles, they're only worsening because we already feel, you know, the anxiousness, the exhaustion, the stressed out about whatever, and it disconnects us even more from ourselves and the people that we care about most. Our focus goes to where it shouldn't be a lot of the time, on other people and situations outside of ourselves, that it distracts us from taking that full accountability for our lives. Instead of maximizing time that does exist, right? The presence. The present moment, the now, we outsource it. We give our happiness, our satisfaction, our peace to a time that doesn't even exist yet, being the future. Oh, once I get this job, or when this promotion happens, or when I get married, then I'll be happy. Newsflash, guys, if you're not happy now, you're not going to be happy then. Or we're outsourcing that to the past. We're outsourcing our happiness and our presence to the past, and we're stewing over a past experience that brought us anxiety, exhaustion, stress, resentment, all disconnecting us from ourselves and the people that we care about the most and the present moment. So you have to learn. We have to learn how to let go of expectations to allow us to reel back in our focus to life now. Our choices now, and our happiness now. Number three is take a fiver. Meditate, be still, work on breathing exercises. There are so many episodes that I can refer back to about the fivers and meditation that helps bring me back to the now and reconnect to me in the moment. Episodes 1, 3, 9, 15, 17, just to name a few. But in those moments of overwhelm, overstimulation, when you feel you are going to lose your patience or temper, heck, if you did lose your patience or temper, turning off your mind and focusing on your breath, meditation, prayer, those are all ways to reconnect you back to the present moment. Number four is prioritize. This takes big time attention here because as moms, we multitask a lot. We can't help it, right? But something to be aware of and intentional with is, I said this already, wherever you are, be there totally. Give all of you to what you are doing in the moment so you won't feel guilty later on that you weren't present with your kids while they were asking you to play with you, but you were scrolling your phone instead. All right? This is where prioritizing is such a big deal. I brain dump every morning what's on my mind, and then I do it once a week for things that need to get done and appointments that have to be scheduled or things that we actually have to do that are scheduled. You know, this is life, work, appointments, everything. So this clears my mind of that scatter to allow me to be present and not have my mind on overdrive trying to remember something that's actually happening outside of the moment that I'm in now. So where does prioritizing come into play here is you have to give your time and energy and attention to your priorities. If you're putting into practice that quote, you know, wherever you are, be there totally, but you are there and present with something that isn't a priority, it's not doing you any good, is it? So that's why we have to be so intentional and so get so clear on what our priorities are. Number five is go outside and listen to nature. This is if you're feeling overstimulated or you can't settle your stress or overwhelm. An instant way to snap out of it, in a sense, is to get outside. give yourself to nature. Listen to the trees, the sounds of nature, the birds. Feel the grass between your fingers or toes. Or if you're in the Midwest right now, the snow. Smell the smell of flowers. Feel the air or the breeze. Use your senses to ground you back to the present moment. Nature is so powerful. Number 6 is exercise. This is the same concept here as getting outside in nature. It's really tuning into your senses while you exercise. Focus on how your body is moving. Feel the gratitude of being able to move an able body. And number 7 is shut off electronics. Have time throughout the day or an entire part of your day or an entire day or weekend free from electronics. Bring yourself into the presence and allow yourself to think without all the white noise. It is hard enough to form a thought with little ones running around, probably constantly, never stopping talking, right? So stop the inflow of background noise into your life. We are so overstimulated as a society that we are constantly turned on to television and social media, a movie, some device. I encourage you to take time away from all that noise and just be. Be with your thoughts. Stay in the moment. Cherish your family. Be with yourself. Listen to yourself, mama. She has amazing things to say. And bonus tip here, because I shared this in episode 19 on a time management episode, but it's crazy how there's synergy between all these episodes and just my whole perspective, let's say, between mindset and health and time management and breaking free from survival mode with intentional habits. That synergy is powerful. But if you haven't grasped this bonus tip as you've been listening to this episode, here it is. Be intentional about having a good life now. It is so easy to get caught up in the busy, the chaos, the stress, the expectations. But remember that quote that I shared back on episode 19? When you're happy for a particular reason, you are still in misery because that reason can be taken from you tomorrow. We need to learn how to embrace joy now and stop chasing happiness. Chasing happiness in the sense of once we reach XYZ, then I'll be happy. Because like what I already said, if you're not happy now, you're not going to be happy then. And that lends us to be so focused on the future and it blinds us from the blessings of the present. We spend so much time trying to figure out that next thing to make us happy, but we're not spending enough time focusing on enjoying the life that we already have. Happiness is the path. So I want to leave you with this. Motherhood does not have to happen to you. It is up to us to take control. We have everything inside of us, mama. Sometimes we might just need a little bit of encouragement and a little bit of belief and maybe a little bit of a how-to to help us push past those hardships. And while some days are just harder than others, I get it. Remember that there are all moments propelling us forward. And for every one struggle or bad day, there are still 100 micro moments that you are succeeding in. Celebrate those small wins every single day. Celebrate showing up. Celebrate your intention. And if you feel that you need some more pep or someone to pour some belief into you, schedule that clarity call with me. I would love to have a heart-to-heart with you. Regardless, I hope that you take something out of this episode. I would love for you to just take 5 minutes right after this episode and journal some thoughts. Journal some just your thoughts and your feelings after listening to this, because this is heavy work. I'll say it again and again. This is life work, all right? So I would love for you to head over to our Motherhood Empowerment community and drop a comment, drop a post to maybe share your thoughts on this episode or just drop an encouraging comment. Or if you're struggling, let us know. Or if you feel just that more comfortable coming to me, going to your spouse, you know, let someone know. It's okay to open up, all right? Schedule that clarity call with me. And until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough, mama. I'm sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode very well worth farming? Please read mama review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do, sending my love and light.